Hi, my name is Derek Carrier.
My name is Jason Kelsey.
My name is Jordan Poyer.
My name is Ifani Moma.
My name is Chris Pope.
My name is Earl Wolf.
And this is my journey.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
The NFL is always a wake-up call to first-year guys, rookies.
That was one of the kind of guys like, yeah, can't be that much different. But coming down to our first day in pads with camp, you know, I'm going up the middle, see Phillip Pump, you know, in college, I'm usually breaking that tackle, but with him, he put me flat on my back. I'm like, well, that was definitely a rude awakening. You know, that was my welcome to the league moment. You can't do what you did in college no more. You're playing with grown men now.
Competing in training camp is unlike anything these players have ever faced in college. Every player must show he's at the top of his game with no room for error. Talent isn't the issue. Standing out, that's another story.
Some things I try to take advantage of is kind of stuff that's beyond talent and mismatches. It's really just watching film, asking a lot of questions, and just trying to make your face known so coaches know who you are. The little things, is what really will separate me from other guys.
My whole life story has kind of, you know, been like this, always the underdog. You know, I just want to go in there and grind, just go in there, you know, and just show people what I really can do and, you know, basically show people what I'm capable of doing because I know I can be that great safety in this league.
I have faith in myself. I have high expectations of myself, and I refuse to quit on anything. I refuse to let somebody outwork me, and, you know, I'm just going to do the best that I can to get myself on this roster.
You know, it's definitely a big jump. You know, college, you can kind of slack off from, you know, not really being a real student in the game and taking care of your body. But NFL, you know, it's the elites of the elites. Everyone here was a star of their college team, and if you do the bare minimum, you know, there's someone out there getting better than you.
Being a lower round draft pick or undrafted free agent, you know that your opportunities are going to be limited. At any time, they could cut you loose, and at any time, you could be given that one opportunity. If you don't seize it, your career in the NFL could be over just like that.
In a profession built on competition, it may seem like a contradiction to help your teammate. Respect and chemistry are major components to building a winning team, but what part does friendship play?
It's pretty awesome. You would never guess that you can make a relationship with so many different guys when you're all competing for such a small spot. I thought that nobody would want to talk to me and it would just be constant competition, but it's kind of been the opposite. Everybody's trying to get better. It's more of, let's just reach our max potential and whoever the coaches want to keep, so be it.
You know, it's a great experience, you know, especially being, you know, running backs is kind of like the smaller group. We're so just real close. We're like a wolf pack. You know, we all have the common goal of making the team. We all want to start, you know, being our best effort every day. And that's making all of us better.
In the NFL, the first thing you notice is after training camp, over half the guys that you were just playing out there with are no longer on the team.
You know, being able to compete with these guys for roster spots, that's exactly what it is. It's competition. You know, that's why we play this game, to compete. You can be, you know, friends off on and off the field, but at the end of the day, you're competing with someone for your job. Someone's trying to take your job, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
These guys are cool. You know, I want to get to know them, but I don't want to get too close to them because I know these are the guys I'm competing with. I feel like at a friendship standpoint, you're going to go so far, you can't get, you know, too close to the, you know, to those guys. And now this is my job, this is my business.
Every single day could be your last day. You can get hurt. You could do something so bad out there that they lose faith in you and all of a sudden they cut you. And the NFL contracts aren't guaranteed, so every single day you have to prove your value. And that's one of the things that these rookies will have to get used to.